Blog Talk Radio.
Of the first floor, for he found no chance to repent, even though he sought the blessing with tears.
Greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
መዝሙር 47 በቅንፍ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው። በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለች። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጸናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ኢዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ። ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Hey, how are you? and it is very funny. I philosophy did inspire I and I to trot Mount Zion way. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. If tomorrow I was leaving to Zion, then I wouldn't stay a minute more, cause these ways of life I am living, oh yeah, would let anyone.
keep our balance. That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! Of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know. But
are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe etaget unacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit. Beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslasia.
The home place is due for
princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah, Selah.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Genesis, from the Sefer Bereishis, here at the Beit, sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, RSS number 2, Rastafari sabbatical study number 2, here picking up with Shalom Chaberim, Shalom, Hebrew first words here for the second Rastafari sabbatical study, and hear, Shema'a Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, from the Sefer Bereishis, here at the Beit, sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, RSS number 2, Rastafari sabbatical study number 2, here picking up with Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. The purpose of Yahweh Jehovah in grace. Here he refers words. El toldot Noach Noach Ishas Adik Tamim Haya B Dorotayo Et Haelohim Hita Halek Noach. These are the generations of Noach. Noach, Noah, was a just man, perfect in his generations. And Noah, Noach, walked with Ha-Elohim, with the true good, the true God. Ele toldot Noach. Noach ishas arik tamim haya b'dorotayo eta ha-Elohim hita halek Noach, 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 Noach.
Was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God, and Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it too, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. And thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Chapter 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into the ark. They, and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh wherein is the breath of life. They that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth. And the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. Every living substance was destroyed, which was was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat Shem Av Wahabain Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here for this force.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first reading, the first Aliyah, the first up offering here, for this Shabbat Noach. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereshith, here from the Sefer in the beginning, Bereshith, in the Reshith. Here, picking up with the Rishon Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Noach. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, Shema Yisrael. B'shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Eile Todot Noach, Ish HaTzadik HaTamim, Haya B'Dorotayu, Eta HaElohim Ahita HaLek Noach. These are the generations, Eile Todot of Noah, Noach. Eile Todota Noach. Noah was in his generations. Noach, Ish Sarika Tamim Haya B'Dorotayo, was in his generations a man righteous, Ish Sadik, and wholehearted, Tamim. Noach walked with HaElohim. Eta ha Elohim hita halek Noach. These, Eile, the generations of Noach, Todot Noach. Noah was a just, Noach ish tzadik, a just man, and perfect in his generations. Tamim haya b'dorotayo, and Noach. Walked with HaElohim. Et HaElohim hita halek Noach. And Noach begat three sons, Shem, Ham, Cam, and Yafet. And Noach begat three sons, Shem, Cam, Ham, and Yafet. And the earth also was corrupt before HaElohim. The earth was corrupt before Elohim. And the earth was filled with violence. And Elohim looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And Elohim said to Noach, the end of all flesh has come before me, before I. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. In the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with the eye will I establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou, and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives, with the eye. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with the eye. They shall be male and female, Zakar u'netkeva, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come to the eye to keep them alive. And take thou to the eye of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to the eye, and it shall be for food for the eye and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that Elohim commanded him, so did he. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering, the second reading here, for this Shabbat Noch, Sabbath Noah. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 7. The sixth item, the judgment of the flood and of testing under the second dispensation. Vayomer Yahuwah le Noach, bo ata v'kol ha-beiteka illa ha-teve kia oteka raiti az-adika le'efanai ba-dor hazeh. And Yahweh Jehovah said to Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Vayomer Yahuwah le Noach, bo ata v'kol ha-beiteka illa ha-teva ki oteka, for thee have I seen righteous. Ki oteka raiti tzadik, righteous before I in this generation. Lifanai bador hazeh, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee eye by sevens. Zakaru nekebao, male and female, male and his female. And of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the ear by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that Yahweh, that Jehovah commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and Ishto, his wife, and his sons' wives with him into Hateba, the ark, because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two to Noah into Hateva, the ark, the male and the female, as Elohim commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second moon month, the 17th day of the moon, the month, the same day were all the foundations of the great deep broken up, and the windows of Shemaim of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the the earth 20 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Yafet, the sons of Noah, and Noah's Isha, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into HaTerah, into the ark, they and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in to Noah, into HaTerah, into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in Zakar u'Nekeva, male and female of all flesh, as Elohim had commanded him. And Yahweh Jehovah shut him in, 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 him in.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
This is what it is, okay? I said empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
God created man upon earth, you know,
yeah.
From an Adam and Eve time, and Adam and Eve, them have children and things, and them go on and I'm going bad, and God never liked the way how man was going on. So until Noah, be the ark, you know, a thing like a ship or a boat, one of them big, the ark business. Noah build the ark, Noah building the ark, the people, them say Noah build the ark. And them say, what that? These guys are nuts. You know? It's just like a man come and him say, Rastafari. And people them say, what that? I don't know about that. I mean, you know what I mean? Anyhow, Noah build the ark. God tell him what he must do. In Noah, him three sons, and him son, the wife, the woman that was with the sons, them, and Noah's woman, and all the peers, animals, and everything that, everything God said must get a peer right. And when the ark finished and thing, flood came and destroyed the rest of the, destroyed the rest of the people, them, all of them dead off, except Noah, them. But Noah had three sons, one named Ham, one named Shem, and one named Japheth.
Yeah.
Well, from that, from that three son there and the rest of a woman where they about the place, they multiply all these people upon the face of the earth. You know? So, but mankind get lost again because, I don't know, mankind get lost somewhere down the line that them don't really, man become enemy. You know, the consciousness that Noah is our father, it come like it don't mean anything to people, but it mean a great deal to the Rasta man, because he know that is the truth, and that's why him say love, and that's why him overstand everything. You know, that's one of the little part about the unification of the people, because other people have realized that Noah had three sons. Well, him get Africa to Ham. Which is a black man. Him give Europe to Japheth, which is a white man. And him give Asia to the Chinese, the yellow people, him like, you know, Asian people. So that is how But I mean, you know, it never say, well, then it's bad as upon the earth and me shouldn't come over your side, come look for you or anything like that. We're supposed to be like people upon the face of the earth who God created.
Oh, things that veil from off of your eyes. Look into the future of real life. Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting deep within, and I'm worrying to be free, desperately, yeah.
I was lost.
For the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Yeah. Amen.
Safe with Jesus the captain.
You know he is.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari. Rastafari, Rastafari.
I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Good, 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 good.
Let's pray. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God to the south, bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of His name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead, you are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to repeat holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praying. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessings upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the year. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the year. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who life, righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our day. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai.
Children of the new covenant, here I, O Israel, Jarastafari is one.
Blaze in tongue of flame, get a youth, so you know your name come.
For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah.
You came of the new name covenant. Here I am, Israel.
The Rastafari is one. Time is come.
that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold the hire of the laborers, who have reaped down of ill, riches of you kept back by fraud. Quiet, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. Children of the Union Covenant, hear I, O Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Children of the Union Covenant, hear I, O Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one.
Yes, 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 yes. Shalom, shalom, chaverim. I came back right there. Yah is one, Jah is one. So here we're in a new Shabuah right here. We have a second sabbatical study. Still have some overflow questions. Q&As here from the first. Some Q&As from Shabbat Bereshit. In the beginning, as it's often translated, Bereshit, Reshit, wisdom. Also seeking in the forwards, hopefully soon, you know, to have for the Chaberim and also some who tune in and who have questions, you know, some reasonings here just to lay the basic, you know, some of the basic teachings and have ones and ones have an opportunity to like headrest and do their own research, follow up. So when we come together, we can have a really good reasoning. But here, this is like the teaching and the presentation portion right here. And we still have how many questions right here for the first sabbatical study, Bereshit, beginning off in the creation and Genesis and wisdom, we have about 90 questions. So we had left off at question number eight, just to kind of rewind and remind, it was why did Elohim separate the light from the darkness, focusing on Genesis chapter 1, verse 4. And here, Elohim separated on the Hebrew, Vayavdel or Vayabdel. Or in some modern Hebrew speakers might say, Vayavdel, Vayabdel. He Vayabdel the light from the Choshek, the aura from the Choshek, calling the aura in the Hebrew, the light, Tob. Calling the or Tov, calling the light good. Now the same verb is used later regarding the law of Kedusha, or holiness, or set apartness, where it reads in Leviticus 10:10, you are to distinguish, or u lahabdil, to distinguish, or the sense to separate, to distinguish between the holy and the common, Leviticus 10:10. And this is the basis for the closing Shabbat. It's a closing Shabbat rite and ritual that's called the Havdalah or the Havdalah. The Havdalah basically is separating the Shabbat time as we seal up, you know, the seventh, you know, with the eve coming in, the eve of the seventh day, as we seal that up to separate, you know, that was the Shabbat there. And once again, we begin, you know, the new Shabuah Tov, as well as the cycle, you know, the new from the first day. So from the first day to the seventh day, and then there's that Havdalah, that separation. That's usually for I and I with the Psalms, certain Psalms like Psalm 144 for the sealing up of the Shabbat time. Also moving forward with the new Shabuah, Psalms 67, where it has the priestly blessing in a kind of a ancient Hebrew adaptation of the priestly blessing within Psalm 67, and also the blessing that's found in the Sabbath, the Shabbat seal psalm, Psalm 144, right? Psalm 144, and also the first day psalm, Psalm 24 for the Shabbat, for the first day Eve. This is after the Shabbat seal. So those psalms, those chants, those words of invocation, and also the Shabuah Tov, a good Shabuah, you know, to one and one, becomes that distinction between the rest, the peace of the Shabbat, and resuming a new Shabuah, a new, you could say, work, you know, cycle. But here for the Q&As, let's pick up right here and get through some more of these basic questions because they're very, very important. There's some principles that when we study here, even the first of all the Torah portion reading and feedings in Bereshit, Hebraically, in the beginning or in the book of Genesis, we find principles are set here that become very much keys to translating or interpreting elsewhere. We'll point out some of what we think are some keys, but here let's pick up with question number 9 here. So this is for continuity purposes, though we're in the second Shavuah here for Noah or Noah, Noch or Noah, right? Noch or Noah for Shabbat, Noah. But here, continuity, RSS number 1, Q&A number 9. What did Elohim create on the first day? According to Bereshit, according to Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. And this here is some of the basic, we could say, sabbatical teaching, the basic Torah teachings here. You know, as we get into our reasonings and Q&As and open up the platform, hopefully soon, as we are in this new cycle, this new time right here, then we can, you know, reason on it. But the basic teaching of the first day, what did Elohim create on the first day based on Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5? Heaven, earth, light, darkness, some say chaos, the void, the water, day, night, the wind, and some say perhaps the angels, right? According to some of the ancient Judaic and Hebraic sages, the very first thing that Elohim created was said to have created was the throne of Kavodo, his glory, followed by the Malakim, the angels, the heavens, the Shamayim, and Haaretz, and that which is mentioned in these particular verses. Now, as a little note right here, we should focus on that key word. When we say create, right, there's some things that he made, right, but he did not create according to the narrative. But generally speaking, you know, from low degrees to high degrees, from basics here, question number 10, what does the Hebrew word yom, what does the Hebrew word yom, or some might say yawam, but more correctly, yom mean, chaberim, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 5? Now, in general, this Afro-Shemitic root word, yom, right, can refer to the period of light, when it's lit, as contrasted with the period of disillumination, the choshek, that is translated as darkness. And therefore, it is a relational to the measurement of the extent of what is referred to as sunlight and its relative position. In other words, the daylight. Now, the term yom often is translated as day, right? But yom refers to the period of light as contrasted with the period of disillumination or no light, the choshek, darkness. Also, we find this in the Ge'ez, the Ethiopic, the same word for day as in the Hebrew, the word yom. Now, the word yom can also refer to, in some contexts, especially nowadays, a 24-hour solar day, what they call a 24-hour, quote, solar day, that includes both evening and morning, Genesis 1 and 5. We have Genesis 1 and 5. An hour, in Hebrew to say a sha'ah, is an hour, sha'ah. A sha'ah is calculated by taking the total time of daylight from what they call sunrise to what is called sunset of a particular day and dividing it into 12 equal parts. I mean, we even have Robeinu Yeshua in the Brit Chadash of the New Testament saying, know ye not that there are 12 hours in the day? Right? That's the Torah. That's what the Torah teaching. That's what the instruction says. There are 12 hours in a day. Now, the 12 equal parts, this way of calculating, this is called the Sha'ah Zamanit. Sha'ah Zamanit. And Sha'ah, our Zamanit, is best understood as proportional, the proportional hour, the proportional hour, the Sha'ah Zamanit. Since the duration of daylight, it varies according to the particular seasons. So the daylight and its duration, it varies according to the seasons of the Shana, the season of the year. A proportional hour will therefore vary according and by season. For example, if the sun is said to rise at 4:30 a.m., and is said to set at 7:30 p.m., the total time of daylight is 15 hours. 15 hours, 60 minutes, is the 60 minutes is 900, which is divided by 12. It yields a proportional hour of 75 minutes. The sixth hour of the day, therefore, it begins 450 minutes after what is called sunrise, or about 11:30 in the morning, just in looking at these various calculations. But the biblical calculation for yom, the Hebrew word yom, refers to what is translated as a day. And the day in context of HaTorah, right, you could say the literal day, not the allegorical or the metaphorical day, but the literal day is the 12 hours. Right, the 12 hours, even that Moshiach Yeshua mentioned, the 12 hours or the daylit parts. Question number 11, when does a day or a yom begin? When does a day, a yom begin according to Torah? Now, the Torah, HaTorah, repeats this formula right here. Evening, morning, one day. It was evening, it was morning, one day. Evening, morning, one day. Yom Echad. Therefore, day follows night. According to HaTorah, the day, it follows the night. Hence, we start the HaShabbat, the Sabbath, and the festivals at the evening, you know, with the sunlight setting, right, of the night before. So we begin with Shabbat, the Friday Eve time, thank Yah, Jah, Friday, right? So there's a principle here, that the day, it follows night. Now, in Babylon, it's actually the other way around. The fact that light was created and also separated out of the choshek, out of the darkness, this implies that day, the yom, right, follows the night, not the other way around, right? So the day, it follows the night. So the night, right, or the darkness, and then the day. Not the other way around. So this also probably points to what says in Daniel concerning time, they shall seek to change times and laws, right? So the evening, right, actually begins according to HaTorah, the day that is to come. As we say, the day, it follows night. The day follows night, not the other way around, according to the Torah. Question number 12, should we understand each, quote, day, each yom that's mentioned in the creation account to be a literal, right, what, 12-hour day, 24-hour day, or perhaps some sort of a eon, right, an age of time, a certain period of time? How should we understand the yom, the day mentioned in the creation account? Now, the Hebrew word yom, it appears over 2,000 times in the Hebrew scriptures. And whenever it is used in connection with a specific number, it always indicates a 12 from a Torah to a 24-hour solar period. Likewise, whenever it occurs right, with the term evening, or in the Hebrew, the Erev, the Erev, the Erev, the Erev, the Erev, and the morning, the Boker, the Boker, the Boker, morning. It always refers, right, to the 12 to 24 hour period. The idea of a literal 6 days of creation is the foundation, right, for the weekly Shabbat, and was written by Elohim himself according to the 10 words, Esteret HaDibarim, 10 words called the 10 commandments. For in 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, Yahweh blessed the Shabbat day and made it holy, made it set apart. Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. Now note that the idea of the seventh day is connected with the idea of set apartness or holiness, that which is set apart, according to Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 to verse 3. Likewise, HaShabbat, the Sabbath, is called an eternal sign, an eternal sign between Elohim and the people of Yisrael, because, quote, in 6 days Yahuwah made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, vaynafash, and was refreshed. That refresh there, actually, from a more direct Hebrew, can be almost like take a breath. You know, you take a breath to breathe. You know, that breather, that refreshment. Vayinafash. Exodus chapter 31, verse 17. Now, the grammar of Bereshith, of Genesis, chapter 1, undeniably uses the word day, or the yom, right, to mean a period of time. But in the first part, in the first couple of verses, we can see where the day can be an extended period of time, not confined to what people would call the 24 hours. But then, after the sun, the moon, the stars, the timekeepers became visible, right? So most would refer to day to mean the 24-hour period of time, right? But from study of Bereshit, the Genesis, when we see on the fourth day the sun, moon, and stars becoming visible, and these are the timekeepers, right? It goes to figure that not always, right? But in our context, the day would be the lit parts, right? The part where there is the light of the luminary known as the sun, right? In the first and the basic understanding. Question number 13, why is the modern idea that the days of creation are really geologic ages inimical to the overall teaching of the scriptures? Why is the modern, there's some say a modern idea? Well, first, the idea that what they call evolutionary theory, end quote, evolutionary theory, provided the mechanism for creation undermines, some say, the message of the gospel, since it puts death, disease, thorns, and suffering before the transgression of Adam and Eve. Second, Yeshua, right, remained in the literal creation of Adam and Eve, ones would say from reading the Gospels, and therefore, some say, held to a younger earth theory. Now, since the dating of their origin was not thought to have been, some say, more than 5,000 years before the advent of Moshiach, so there's those concerns right there concerning what occurred in the garden and returning to the garden and the coming of Messiah is a period of time that, according to biblical prophecy, would date something of the order of 5,500 years or 5.5 days. But as we said clearly, with the sun, the moon, and the stars not being created according to the language of Genesis, but becoming visible and set in place on the fourth day, since time is counted according to what we count time by the heavenly clock. So if the heavenly clock is broken, who's to say how much time had elapsed from before? So we hold to a position that some things of science concerning certain ancient ages are true, right? However, there's some interpretations of this area kind of go to one or the other, like the Bible or science. While the scripture has its own science that if it's carefully studied, it also reflects the truth that we find in what they call modern science. So that's the whole reasonment, even within the reasonment. Question number 14, did Ha'adon Yeshua, right? Would you say Yeshua believed that Adam and Eve were created beings? This is the question here. The answer to this question is yes. He plainly stated that, quote, from the beginning of creation, Elohim made them male and female. According to Mark chapter 10, verse 6, we have Yeshua referring to chapter 1. And this implies a relatively recent span of human history. From our Ethiopic studies, you know how the time is like 2,000 years and other cultures have different numbers and many of the Yehudi have a 5,000 and change calendar. Well, Ethiopically, it's counted at like 7,516, something of that order as of this present time. And usually it's considered this earth age because it's known from a more Ethiopic perspective of ancient earth ages, but we're in this earth age. In other words, we're in this time. You know what I mean? We can, this previous time, but we're speaking of this particular time. So question number 15, did Elohim create the darkness? According to Genesis chapter 1, did Elohim create the darkness? Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. Yes, Elohim formed the light out of the darkness, and therefore night, the time after sunlight sets and until sunlight rises, is part of the concept, is part of the concept, generally speaking, of a yom or a day. This explains why we say this Shabbat day after sundown or the sunlight goes down on the sixth day that's called Friday. Question number 16. When were the angels, when were the beings that they call the angels, the messengers, Malachim, when were they created? First, it must be stressed that angels are created beings, all right? Let's stress the point that what's called the angels, the messengers, the heavenly messengers, stress that angels are, quote, created beings, according to Colossians 1 and 16. And therefore, they did not pre-exist, according to the Hebrew, right, narrative. They did not pre-exist the creation in any way as what some might refer to super intelligences or ideas or as part of some, quote, great chain of being, some emanation philosophy, as His Imperial Majesty points out to I and I, even specific to I and I's Rastafari, you know, that this emanation philosophy. Secondarily, the book of Eob, Job, it has Elohim interrogating Eob, Job, asking him if he were present when the B'nai Elohim, the sons, the children of Elohim, shouted in praise when the foundations of the earth were laid, according to Job chapter 38, verses 4 to 7. Now, this could refer to day one of creation. Some say this could refer to day one of creation or to what is called day three. And on day three was the establishment of the earth. We could say the foundation of the earth. Question number 17. What is the firmament? In the Hebrew, we refer to it as the rakia, 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 rakia. What is the rakia? Or the firmament, the rakia, in the midst of the waters. What is the rakia? Rakia in the midst of the waters, according to Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. The rakia refers to some sort of division, some sort of division of water. Part on top and part is below on the bottom of this division with an expanse. With an expanse in the midst, in the middle. Perhaps this expanse refers to what we call air pressure. that separated the surface of the sea from the atmosphere and clouds. The raqiya, the raqiya, or the expanse, is later called the sky. Or we have the Shemaim, we have Shamaim. In the Hebrew, the sense is place of waters, Shamaim, the place of waters. Literally, in the Hebrew sense, the heavens can also say in Hebrew, place of waters, Shamaim. Although Shamaim, the heavens, was created on the first day, the firmament was created, right, on the second day. And the second day of the Shavuot would be the Monday, what we call today in the Gregorian, the Monday. There is various Midrashim, Hebraic studies on the nature and number of these firmaments. How many of these firmaments? Some say two, right? Others would say from two to seven, right, of these firmaments. Question number 18. Now, this is an interesting question. What day of the week was not called Tov? What day of the week was not called good? Did you know that there was a day of the week that was not called good? From a general reading, you know, we find the repeated refrain, you know, and he said it was good, and he saw that was good, and he saw that was good. You know, but what day of the Shavuot of the 7 days was not called good, was not called Tov? Tawab, Tob. Well, HaTorah, the Torah does not use the expression of Tob. It was good. On the second day, which corresponds to the Monday. Some say perhaps because it was primarily a day of separating the waters to create an atmosphere, or others say perhaps because at this time, some of the angels, the Malachim, had rebelled against Elohim's plan to create humanity, to create man, male and female. And therefore, Elohim, some say, created hell or Sheol, right, or certain depths, certain hell, right, on this day, right? But it's interesting because this particular day is often associated even in Ethiopic, right, studies, you know, Judeo-Christian Ethiopian studies, it's a similar kind of a read on the 22 creations or the 22 creative acts that we find here in Bereshit, in the first chapter, and also what occurred, right, on this second day, the connection of the angels. You know, some even say that the angels may have been created on this day, or they may have rebelled on this day, but the key thing about day two, that day two was about separation, and the day two, called Monday, was not called Tov. He did not say that it was good. Question number 19. On what day was all the world, some say, a ball of mud? What seems to be from the description in Genesis 1 and 9, right, or a muddy, right? It was mud up. On what particular day, right? On the third day, Elohim separated the water from the earth to create dry ground, right? The dry land, the dry ground. And this implies that the earthly plane, right, was full of mud, was mud up, right, before Elohim did this. You know, the water and the land, but now he separates what? The dry. Some of the sages say that the word for earth in the Hebrew, Eretz, Eretz, some might say Arat, but Eretz, right, comes from the word root in the Hebrew, root, which means to run off, root, like to run, root, right, as water, some say, ran off to form the Eretz, in particular, the dry ground. Question number 20. What blessing is traditionally recited upon seeing a marvel of the natural, the Netra El world, right? What baraka. There's a baraka, a blessing that's traditionally recited. Which one is this blessing that is recited? It's the Maaseh Bereishit. The Maaseh Bereishit, or some might say the Maaseh Vereishit. Right? Maaseh Bereishit. Blessed art thou, Baruch Atah, Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, Yahuwah, Jehovah our Elohim, universal King, King of the universe, maker of the world, maker of the work of creation. So the blessing is a short blessing, but it's blessed art thou, Baruch Atah, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah our Elohim, Melech HaOlam, universal King, eternal King, King of the universe, maker of the work, the work of iration, of creation. That's the traditional blessing upon seeing some marvel in the natural world, right? To say, blessed art thou, Jehovah our King, right? Jehovah our Elohim, King of the universe, maker of the work of creation. Question number 20, well, we're right here, 21. Why did Elohim create? Or what did he create? What did he create on the third day? That's Genesis chapter 1, verses 11 to verse 12. What did Elohim create on the third day? Well, after actually, more correctly, causing the land to be brought forward, right, from the waters, right? After bringing forward the land, Elohim, right, caused the grass, the seed-bearing plants and fruit trees, each of that would propagate after its own kind, according to its kind, by means of the seed. Question 22, why did Elohim create the lights, or why did he set the lights or cause the lights in the firmament to shine? See, I'm making a little correction on some of the question notes here because it just says create, create, create. But when we study the Hebrew text, there are three main parts in Genesis chapter 1 where it uses the word create, right? There's the word create, part of the creation process, the key word. There's the word form, and there's the word made. We find in the English and in the Hebrew in Genesis chapter 1, he created the heavens and the earth, the original creation, right? Then we have the whales, and then we have the creation of man in his image after his likeness. With every other process that's often thought of to be a new, fresh creation, it uses another terminology. Either he made or he caused it to be brought forward, right? So it does not use the word that he created the sun, the moon, the stars. I point it out because we get into a more detailed study, right? Then we can see where the scripture and true science, right, makes sense. So I just want to point that out. So with the rewording, why did Elohim, right, bring forward and set the lights and cause the lights in the firmament, right? Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 to 19, question 22. Elohim, right, caused the light, or the meorot, or his light, orot, meorot, the illuminators to illuminate and divide the day from the night. So this is very key because on that day, right, that fourth day when this was done, right, so that means you have to ask the question, so what was it like on the other days? And how was they able to also tell time, right? So we see time being set on this particular day with the me'orot, the illuminators, to illuminate and divide day from the night and to function as signs, in Hebrew as otot. Ot is sign, otot, signs for the appointed times and seasons, or the mo'edim of the shana. Now the greater light, right, referring here to the Shemesh, the sun, to rule the day, whereas the smaller light, and KJV says lesser, but like smaller light, the moon, right, would rule the night. At this time, the stars began to appear in the night sky from the vantage point of the earth, from the perspective of the earth as well. According to some of the ancient sages, the original light, the divine light, functioned right for the first 3 days until some say a portion of it right was separated, or some say to create the light of the sun, moon, and the stars. Now, this kind of an idea can be supported by the Hebrew grammar, where it says yehi me'orot, make it be, let it be, may it be, become light, yehi me'orot. And the it here referring to the divine light, that first light. Here. Question number 23. Why did Elohim, right, bring forth the sun, moon, and stars on the fourth day? This is to the same section, Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 to 19. All right. Elohim brought forward and set the sun, moon, and the stars. It's almost like when somebody has a clock, right, and the clock is there, right, and he's setting it, one starts to set it, wind it up, you know, set it to the time, you know, as it were, on the fourth day to demonstrate that all the universe was created through his word, Devaro, through his word. If they had been created before everything else, right, some might say a big bang of sort, it could have been said that the world was without beginning, and the earth produces life through the influences of astronomical bodies. The Torah, it states that plants, right, were brought forward before the sun to indicate that nothing can exist apart from his sovereign will. This is one way of bringing out that understanding. Now, some would say, well, that can't be. How can the plants be before the sun? But since everything was underwater, after what is obvious in verse 2 of chapter 1 was some sort of cataclysm, don't we see islands coming up? I mean, even right now, haven't islands appeared? And man, these islands had a lot of vegetation on them. I mean, the sea, the water, you know what I mean? One thing is very, very important is the water in this whole process. So it is possible for, you know, even plants and life to grow, right, and to germinate underwater, as we have many islands, you know, coming up, you know, and I've seen a couple of pictures of some islands that had appeared, I think, even in the Horn of Africa, you know, and some of those islands had vegetation, you know, vegetation already. Who knows how long was it underneath the water, right? And who knows about this water that was everywhere? One thing we know is that Yahweh Eloheinu did not create the earth, right, tohu wa bohu. And that's often interpreted in Isaiah. We're going to bring that verse forward, in vain. So when it says that the earth was without form and void, there's a verse in the prophet that said that he did not create it that way. So here we have a very interesting thing. If first verse says that he created the heavens and earth, right? And the second verse says that it was tohu wa bohu, right? It was without form and void. And then we have another verse in the Hebrew that says he did not create it that way. That means something must have happened, that there was an ancient creation. You say that verse 1 and 1 sums up, right, everything that they might assume that might be correct with the millions of years. But something happened. You know, there are very clear signs, you know, of floods, both in what is called Noah's time, this floods of land, and there are also signs of possibility of great land masses. We could say almost all the earth being flooded, right? So we should really recognize that, you know, as we get into some further study right here. But question number 24, we're going to move forward right here, coming to the grace period of this podcast. Question number 24. What did Elohim create on the fifth day? Right now, here, when we're reading in Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 to 21, both the English KJV translation, the Hebrew, it uses the operative Hebrew word for create. Like I said, in Genesis chapter 1, create is only used in the first verse, in the fifth day here with the whales, and on the sixth day with humanity. Everything else was willed by the Almighty, but was not created at that time, right? Which indicates the connection with Jeremiah chapter 4, which we'll like to pick up on more for Habarim. That can be a good reasoning right there. But what did Elohim create? So in this sense, what says Elohim created, truly the word that's used in the Hebrew and even the English translation is accurate there. He created on the fifth day, right? Swarms of swarms, right? Of fish to swim in the seas and birds to fly upon the skies. Elohim also created what's known as the great whales, or in the Hebrew, it's known as Ha-Tananim, Ha-Gedolim, or the sea serpents. Ha-Tananim, Ha-Gedolim, the sea serpents. Some say the sea monsters in some translators. Thought to be whales, or some even say even dragons. And here one might see perhaps an allusion to Ha-Satan within some, you know, ways itself right there as well, right, on this particular day, right, from the waters, right? Question number 25, when did Elohim bless, right, first bless his creation? When did he first bless his creation? According to Genesis, the 1, verse 22, right, Elohim first blessed the fish. So we go through these days and we see, you don't say good on the second day, right, called Monday, right? But then we see that the other days he refers to, he saw it and it was good, right? And then what day did he bless his creation? Was it the first, second, third, right? What day, right? Elohim, he blessed the fish and the birds by saying, be fruitful and multiply, right? Peru or ribu, peru, fruitful, ribu, right, or ribu, and multiply and become nuf, or reba, become nuf, peru, or ribu. Question number 26, what did Elohim, right, create? And this is also proper here. Like we say, there's three main places, right, throughout that whole narrative in Genesis chapter 1 and Moshe's first book, where specifically the creative is mentioned. Otherwise, other aspects of the creative act are spoken of. Mainly, we are speaking of creation, formation, and making, right? And we also have a verse, you know, within the prophets, which line up with this right here. But first things first, what did Elohim create on the sixth day, according to Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 to verse 26? Various living creatures after their kind, or nefesh chaya lemina. In other words, nefesh soul chaya, living soul. Literally in the Hebrew, we have living soul. As in the King James Version, the word animal usually doesn't appear. It usually refers to what we would call the animals today as the living creatures or the creation, or in some cases, the beasts. But here, it says right here, nefesh chaya, nefesh soul chaya, living, limina, the living creatures after their kind, namely livestock, creeping things, beasts of the earth. Now note that these are general categories of living creatures, not specific species, right? These are general categories of living creatures, not specific species. The culmination of the creation of living creatures was, of course, man. We have man, the human being, who was created in the, quote, image, the Tselem, and the demut, the Tselem, the image, and the demut, and the likeness of Elohim. Question number 27, what does the image, In Hebrew, the Tselem, Tselem of Elohim mean Habarim. Genesis 1:26. What does the Tselem? Most of the commentators, they understand the image of Elohim to refer to the intellectual apprehension, the use of language, the ability to discover logical connections, right, and so on. In other words, we can see where one will say, well, in the image after likeness, and we look at man, you know, from the outer. And those aspects also have a reflective, but from a Hebrew perspective, firstly, we look at the inner aspect, the intellectual apprehension, ability to comprehend things intellectually, the ability of speech, right? Looking at the ability to speak, word, sound, as being that key, right, of the image, right, of Elohim, and the ability to discover and to make logical connections and so on. Minimally, right, it can also and does also refer, right, that there is some sort of a analogical relationship, right, an analogical relationship, like an analog relation between Elohim and human beings, right? Note that the plural is used here. Let us make man in our image. Now, once again, thanks, Ainai fellow, Ainai brother, Ra Simo, for the reason that we're speaking about how in Bereshit, Reshit is connected in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, wisdom. And we find it written elsewhere in scripture how Yahweh Elohim, how he created his creation, the wisdom of his creation. To see wisdom, he created all these things through his wisdom. And Yeshua HaMoshiach speaks of wisdom, right, as being as a mother. And she is there from the beginning in Solomon's book, chapter 8 of Proverbs. So I point this out right here, you know, because Yeshua now has made wisdom for us. But there was wisdom there in the beginning. But note, as you will, let us make man in our image, is thought to refer to Elohim's speech. Some think of this as his speech to angels. Many interpret this as the us. When they say, well, who is he speaking to? Some say he was speaking to angels. Or they say this us might be a plural of majesty use. Within certain languages, there's a plural of majesty use. Since the very next verse says, and Elohim created, Vayivra, uses bara there to create, Vayivra, and he created. But note here where it says in the next verse, Vayivra Elohim, that's in the singular. So he said, let us, right, make man in our image and after our likeness. But when he now creates in the next verse, we have Vayivra and not Vayivru, right, to say, and they, it says, and he in the singularity, right, created man in his, right, own image. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Here, question 28. Why does HaTorah, why does the Torah say that Elohim created the man, Ha-Adam, in the Hebrew is Ha-Adam. Adam, definite article Ha-Adam, the Adam, in his image, and then states that Elohim created them male and female. Or in the Hebrew, Zakar u-Nekeba. Right, the Zakar and the Nekeba, right, male and female. Well, this is reasoned on, and either because some say that the image, the Tselem of Elohim, has nothing to do with the secondary sexual characteristics, right? So some reason on this that the image, his image has nothing to do with secondary sexual characteristics, or because both male and females share in the Tselem of Elohim. So this is from the Hebrew perspective. Remember, intellectual apprehension, the use of language and logic and the logos and logical connections and a reasonment. You know, it should be noted here that this verse provides only a bare sketch or an outline of the creation of man that will be developed, some say, further as we get into Bereshit, Genesis chapter 2, verses 4. Now, regarding the Tzelem of Elohim, the image of Elohim, however, the sages, they discuss furthermore the 248 bones of the body. This is thought to correspond to the commandments, right? And the 365 negative commands. This is thought to refer to the days of the solar year. In addition, the existence of the nefesh, the soul, the existence of her, the soul, the nefesh is feminine within the Hebrew concept, right? The nefesh in the womb, the matrix is discussed. Who is bathed in the perfect light, illumination of Torah, of Yah's directions, instructions, and then given the choice, then the choice factor, whether to become a righteous soul or a ratchet one. Question number 29. Let's briefly summarize what was brought forward and made and also created during the 6 days, called the 6 days of creation. Let's go through a brief summary. On the first day, we have Elohim creating the heavens, and here in this context, his throne of glory, some say with the holy angels, the messengers, and the earth, which was in a state of watery chaos. Elohim then created light, or brought forward light, and separated it from darkness. On the second day, Elohim separated the waters to create atmosphere. On the third day, Elohim separated the earth from the waters, right, and brought forward seeds. On the fourth day, right, the cycle was renewed. The cycle was renewed on the fourth day. Here, firstly, Elohim bringing forward the heavenly celestial lights, the luminaries, the sun, the moon, the stars, to mark time, the seasons and the time. On the fifth day, right, he created the fish. You could say brought forth the fish from the water and the birds from the atmosphere. And on the sixth day, he brought forward living, right, living creatures from the earth, culminating in the creation of humanity in his image and likeness. Of Adam, it is written, whose father was Elohim, whose father was God, in Luke chapter 3, verse 38. Since he bore the divine seed, that divine seed through creation. Yes, yes, yes. Here, about to get into the grace period of this podcast right here. Yes, I. Yeah, creation, all creation shout. Yes, sir.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. He gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. There's three more right here. We'll pause at the 32nd or coming to the 33rd question right here. Bereshit. There's enough that's packed into these five and a portion of a sixth chapter. Here we're at question number 30. Why was man created on the sixth day? Why can we say man was created on the sixth day based on the text? Man was created on Erev Shabbat. Some reason from the text, from the Hebrew text, that man was created on the eve of the Shabbat, on the Friday evening, so that all would be ready for him to enjoy HaShabbat with Elohim immediately after he was first created. All the other living creatures, the animals, including the lowly gnat, were created before man to teach that man's only advantage over other life living forms is based in his divine soul, in the neshama, that breath, even that breath of life. Question number 31. What commandments did Elohim give the Adam, the male and the female, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28? Namely, be fruitful, peru, and multiply, revu, fill the earth, milu et haaretz, fill the earth, milu et haaretz, fill, or some say refill the earth, and subdue it, that is, harness the potential of the world for your benefit, for your good. This concerns the commandment. This is brought out in the reasonment as concerning the commandment to marry, to have children, to observe family purity. In the Judaic tribe and tradition, men, is said, should marry by age 18, some say, in order to avoid any, quote, vain emission of seed, which is a form of tuma or uncleanness that is similar to the uncleanness, according to the Torah, of a corpse, a dead body itself. It kind of emphasizes the seed, the importance of the seed in all of its forms, that seed, right? As the Moshiach said, like the word, right? It's like that seed. Question number 32. Did Elohim create man, the Ha'adam, the male and the female here in chapter 1, right? Or even Adam and Hawa, right, to be vegetarians, according to Genesis, Bereshit, chapter 1, verse 29 to verse 30. According to Genesis, chapter 1, verse 29 to verse 30, yes, he did create Ha'adam, right, humanity, right, to be vegetarians. They were to eat, according to the reading of the Torah, grain, the grasses, and the fruit of the trees. What was the first Adam, the first, we could say, humanity to eat? According to Genesis chapter 1, they were to eat the grain, the grasses, and the fruit of the trees. So we're going to pick up from here with question 33 and see how many of these we can get to and hopefully fulfill, you know, with the 90th, and then segue here into the second sabbatical study for the Shabbat, strong for Shabbat Noach. So hear the psalm. The psalm was 122, Likul Batalua. Hear, check it. Today's daily psalm.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Bet Shir Hamma'alot LeDavid. שמחתי ואומרים לי בית אדוני מלך עומדות היו רגלינו בשעריך ירושלים ירושלים הבנויה כעיר שחוברה לה יחדיו ששם עלו שבטים שבטיה עדות לישראל להודות לשם אדוני כי שם ישבו כסאות למשפט, כסאות לבית דוד. שאלו שלום ירושלים, ישליו אוהבייך, יהי שלום בחילך, שלווה בארמנותייך. למען אחי ורעי, אדברנה שלום בך. למען בית אדוני אלוהינו, אבקשה טוב לך.
Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is come back together, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good.
שמה ישבו כסאות למשפט, כסאות לבית דוד, שלום שלום ירושלים, שלום אבייך יהי שלום בחילך, שלווה בארמנותייך למען אחי ורעי, אדברנה שלום בך, למען בית אדוני אלוהינו, אבקשה טוב לך.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Echad. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily song is Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash on Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit. Kof Kaf Beit. Psalm 121.
Frozen licks, good ones.
Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm is Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash on Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit. Of Kaf Beit, Psalm 121. Shir Hama'elota Letawi. Samachti, Bu'omrim Li, Beita Yahuwah Nelek. A song of ascents, a song of degree. Shir Hama'elot of David Letawi. Samachti be'omrim li, I rejoice when they said to me, when they said to I, Samachti be'omrim li, let us, Megai and I, go to the house of Jehovah, Beit Yahuwah Nelek. Hear, 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 today's daily psalm, the first verse. A song of ascent of David. I rejoice when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Shir hama'elot ledawi. Samachti beomrim li beita Yahuwah neleka. Ra, 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 ra.
above, Yehoshua ben Lewi taught that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel Olamim, Ribon Shel, Ribon Shel, Ribon Shel. I have heard men say, when will this old man die so that Solomon, Shlomo Beno, his son, will come and build the appointed shrine to which we will ascend in pilgrimage? Nevertheless, I rejoice despite what they said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, assured us, in the words of Psalm 84:11, a day in thy courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. Ki tova yom b'chit reka me'alei, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Ki tov yom b'chit reka me'alei. That is, I prefer a single day in which thou, the I, occupiest thyself with Torah, to the thousand burnt offerings which by Nikiah Shlomo, thy son Solomon, will offer up before me on the altar, the altar, the altar, the altar, the altar. Shema Yisrael, hear, Yisrael, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, we have Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit, Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit, Psalm 122, Shir HaMa'ilot Ledawi, Samachti Be'omri Li, Beit Yahuwah Melech, a song of ascent of David. I rejoice when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Shir ha-ma'ilot, a song of ascent, a song of degrees, a song of going up. Shir ha-ma'ilot, lit David, of David. Samachti, I rejoice. The omrim li, when they said to me, Beit Yahuwah Nelek, Mitayinai, let us go to the house of Jehovah. Samachti, Beomrim Li, Beit Yahuwah Nelek. Hear. First verse, the Aleph verse of today's daily song, Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit. Samachti, Beomrim Li, Beit Yahuwah Nelek. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, taught that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shella HaOlamin, Master of the Universe, I have heard men say, when will this old man die, so that Shlomo Beino, Solomon, his son, will come and build the appointed shrine to which we, I, shall ascend in pilgrimage. Nevertheless, I rejoice, Samachti, despite what they said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, assured I, Ki Tov Yom Bachitareka Me'aleif, a day in thy courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. Hear. According to the words of Mizmor, Mizmor Pe Dalet, Se Dalet,
Psalms 84, verse 11. Ki tov yom ba'chesareka me'aleis, for a day in thy court is better than a thousand four. Good day, ki tov yom ba'chesareka me'aleis, for a day in thy courts, Bachitareka, is better than a thousand. May Alei, that is, I prefer a single day in which thou, the I, occupiest thyself with Torah, occupiest thyself with Torah, to the thousand burnt offerings which thy son, Beinika, Shlomo, thy son Solomon will offer up before me, before I, on the altar. And here, a midrash note, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. A thousand burnt offerings did Solomon offer up on, upon that altar. Vayeleka hameleka givona lizboach sham ki yehia habama hagedola elef olota yaile shlomo Allah hamizbeach hahu. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. Wayelek hameleka gibona lizaboa sham. For that was the great high place. Ki yehi habama hagedola. A thousand burnt offerings did Solomon offer up on, upon that altar. Elefa olota ya'ile shlomo al ha-mizbeach hahu. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 4. No generation is without its scoffers. No generation is without its scoffers. What did the impudent men of Dawi, of David's generations do? They used to walk by Dawid, by David's window, and say to him, Dawid, when will Hekalo HaHekal, when will the temple be built? And when shall I and I go to the house of the Lord? And Dawid and David would say to himself, even though they intend to provoke me, even though they intend to provoke I swear that what they ask makes me rejoice. Samachti, in my heart, believe. Hence, here, he said, I rejoice when they said to me, let us make I and I go to the house of the Lord. Samachti, beomrim li, Beit Yahuwah Nelek. Beit Yahuwah Nelek. Our feet stood because of thy gates, O Jerusalem. Our feet stood because of thy gates, O Yerushalayim. Hear the Beit verse of today's daily song, Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit. Omdot hayu ragleinu biyeshe arayik Yerushalayim. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, what made our feet stand firm in war? The gates of Jerusalem, the gates of Yerushalayim, where we, I and I, occupied ourselves, occupied I and I selves with Torah. Where we occupied ourselves with Torah, with Jah's directions, instructions.
עומדות היו רגלינו בישעריך ירושלים. Our feet are standing within thy gates, O Yerushalayim, O Jerusalem. Hear, 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 Midrash notes, gates, hear, Sha'ar, in the phrase, Bi Sha'arayik, the eye gates speaking to she, Bi Sha'arayik, gates, Sha'ar. As often elsewhere in rabbinic writings, gates, sha'ar, stands for the court of learning and of law. Gates stands for the court of learning and the courts of Torah and the courts of Torah and the courts of law. That's what made our feet stand firm in war. The gates of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, where we, I and I, occupied I and ourselves with Torah. Omdot hayu ragleinu, our feet are standing. Omdot hayu ragleinu, v'yesh'arayik, Yerushalayim, within thy gates, O Jerusalem, Arasalam. Jerusalem, thou art building. Hear, 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 the Gimel Gamel, the third verse. Yerushalayim habnuya, Yerushalayim habnuya, Jerusalem that art builded. Rav Yohanan taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, I will not enter into the heavenly Yerushalayim until I can enter the earthly Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will not enter into the heavenly Jerusalem until I can enter the earthly Jerusalem. For it is said, even in Hosea 11 and 9, until the Holy One is built in the midst of thee, of the eye, I will not enter into the city. Hear, 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 Hosea. Hosea 11 and 9. Full of verse that reads, I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not come in fury. Lo e'aseh ronapo, lo ashuv alei shachet Ephraim, ki el anochi v'lo ish be'ekerdekah adosha v'lo avot ve'ir. So here, 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 the Midrash notes. So also the RV, the Revised Version, the JV, the Yehudi Version reads, I will not come in fury. However, the Hebrew word ir, 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 may mean either the city or the state of being roused. The state of being roused. Hence, here, 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 fury. So here, Rav Yohanan, according to the reading in Hosea, Hosea 11 and 9, until the Holy One is built in the midst of thee, I will not enter into the city, or I will not come in fury with lo abo be'ir. The law avo the ear with law avo the ear. I will not enter into the city. I will not come in fury. But is there a heavenly Jerusalem, a heavenly Yerushalayim? Okay. Yes. Yay.
for it is written, even here, 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 in today's daily psalm, here in Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit, verse Gimel, the third verse, Jerusalem, that are builded as a city, bound by fellowship to the other, bound by fellowship to the other. Yerushalayim habanuya k'ir shechubrah lah yachdal. Jerusalem that are builded as a city that is compact together. K'ir shechubrah lah yachdal. Or as a city bound by fellowship, bound by fellowship. Shechubrah, shechubrah, shechubrah la yachadal. Fellowship to the other. And here, Midrash note, it was believed that Jerusalem had its prototype in Shemaima Shemaim in the heavens, and that the two cities were situated exactly opposite of each other. Here, here, here. An additional midrash here, Shechubrah, Shechubrah lah, K'ir Shechubrah lah, Yachdal, Yachdal. Here, as a city that is compact together, as a city bound by fellowship, Chubra, Chubra. Chubra comes from Chabar, Chabar, Chaver, Chabar, Chaver, as we have Chabarim, Chaver, Chavar, Machiber, to unite, to join, to bind together, to be joined, to be coupled, to be in league, to heap up, to have fellowship with, to be compact. Also, in a sense, to be a charm. Here, 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 the 8:22:66 word, Chabar, Chabar. At the root of the phrase we have here in the Gimel, the third verse, K'ir shechubrah lah yachdal shechubrah. Chubrah from Chabar, to unite, to be joined. Also to tie magic charms to charm. Also to unite with, to make an ally. To unite, to join, to ally, to be in league, alliance together, to join oneself to. Here in the Strong's definition, this primitive root, Chabar, at the root of Shechubrah, Chubrah, to join, whether literally or figuratively, specifically by means of spells, to fascinate, to charm a charmer, also, as we have in the translation, to be compact, as a city that is compact together. K'ir shechubrah la yachdal, have fellowship with, as a city bound by fellowship to the other. K'ir shechubrah la yachdal, have fellowship with, to keep up, to join self, to join together, and to lead, to be in league. And here, an additional Sefer Tehillim notes, this psalm is more Kof Kaf Beit, the pilgrim's joy song, as a city that is compact together. If the pilgrimage occurred after the work of Nehemiah had been finished, with the walls and ruined buildings restored, the words here, 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 Shema Yisrael, the words here, they convey the impression that the city, now made in comparison with its former depressing appearance, it was now a completed whole, a more
satisfactory. Targum does not see in the words a description of the city's material condition, but of its psycho-spiritual, really just, religious, and national purpose. The verb is compact. Chubarat comes from chabar. This is used of human association, and yields the noun chabir. Chabir, companion. And chabarim, chabir, companion. Some say it's difficult to translate the phrase has the meaning as a city in which companionship, Sheikh Ubrahullah, together was fostered, Yahdao. It was the center that held the scattered tribes together in a coherent body. Now here, Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, took these words to mean that Jerusalem, is a city that makes all Yisrael, call Yisrael, all Israel, into a fellowship. Chabarim. That is, Israel, Yisrael, is deemed a fellowship whose members in their daily living, in their daily liberty, are observant of ritual and moral laws of the moral theocracy of His Divine Majesty. Chabarim. Question. For all the days of the year? Only, said Rav Ze'era, when the tribes go up to avow the name of the Lord, to avow the name of Jehovah. And here the Dalet verse of Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit of Psalm 122. Shesham Allu Shivatim Shivteya Eduta Li Yisrael Lithodota Lishem Yahuwah. Whither the tribes went up. Shesham Allu Shivatim. Even the tribes of Yah, even the tribes of Jah, Shivteya Eduta LeYisrael, as a testimony, for a testimony to Yisrael. Edut LeYisrael, LeHodota LeShem Yahuwah, to give thanks, to avow, to give thanks. LeHodot LeShem Yahuwah, to the name of Jehovah. That is to say, only during the pilgrimage festivals, only during the Shalosh Regalim, Chabarim. Rav Adin Bar Rab Ada taught in the name of Rab at the time at the Iowa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, causes His presence, His face, His perception to rest on Yisrael, on Israel, and testifies to the tribes being Amo, to the tribes being His people, His Gu. And here, a Midrash note, being His people, He will not testify concerning a man who marries a woman of base origin. That is to say, a woman whose descent is not free from blemish. For it is said, the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, when the testimony is that they are of Israel. Shesham Alu Shevati Shiveya Edut Li Yisrael. And on what rests the Lord's testimony that they are of Israel? Edut Li Yisrael. It rests on their being undebased tribes of the Lord. Undebased Shiveya tribes of Jah. Another reading. The tribes of the Lord. Yod He Shiveya Shiveya. The tribes of Jah. When the testimony was that they were of Yisrael. Edut Li Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be He, said, with my name, Shemi, I testify of the tribes of Israel, of Yisrael, that in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, they did not defile themselves by whoring. With my name, Shemi. Hear, 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 Midrashno. The letters, the Hebrew letters, Yod and He, making up the name Yah in the phrase Shiveya, Shiveya. Of the Lord, the name Yah, the name Jah of Jehovah occur in reverse as the initial and concluding letters, Hebraically speaking, in the names of the tribes at the time they left Mitzrayim, at the time they left Egypt. Limashal, and for example, we have the tribe of Reuben. Here, 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 Bamidbar, in Numbers Kaf Veit, in Numbers chapter 26, for example, verse 7, we have the name, here, 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 we have the name, Ha Reuveni, Ha Reuveni, Reuveni. Here we have the first letter, the He, in Ha, the definite article, the, Ha, and the last letter, Yod, in Ha Reuveni, Ha Reuveni. So here, 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 we have the first and last letters in reverse as the initial and concluding letters in the name. The names of the tribes of Israel at the time they left Egypt. For example, Numbers chapter 26, verse 7. Eile Misha Pechot HaReuveni. These are the families of the Reubenites. Eile Misha Pechot HaReuveni. And as example, verse 14, these are the families of the Simeonites. These, Eile, Misha Pechot, Ha Shimoni. Again, Ha and Yod in the first and the last in reverse order of the name Yah. Ha Shimoni, Eile Misha Pechota Ha Shimoni. And also here, here, here in verse 27, where it reads, these are the families of the Zebulunites. These are the families of the Zebulunites. Eile Misha Pechota Hazavuloni, HaZebulon and elsewhere throughout this chapter, Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 26, Bamidbar Kaf, Wow, Kafwa, Kafwa. Therefore, she's a Yah, the tribes of Yah, the tribes of Jah, when the testimony was that they were of Israel. Edut le Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, with Shemi, my name, I testify of the tribes of Yisrael, that in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, they did not defile themselves by hoeing, by whoring. And when and where do we know that they were not even suspected of wantonness? Because if it says that, according to Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 24 and 10, the son of an Israelitish woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the children of Israel, went out among the sons of Yisrael. Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelita Vehua ben Isha Mitzriya Betok Bnei Yisrael. And the son of an Israelitish woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the Bnei Yisrael, among the sons, among the children of Israel. Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelit Wehua ben Ish Mitri Betok Bnei Yisrael. Thereby, scripture makes known the virtue of Yisrael, the virtue of Israel. For there was only one such wanton woman among them. And scripture is careful to publish her name. And here the Midrash note, Dibri's daughter, Shalomi, married to an Israelite, committed adultery with a Mitzri, with an Egyptian, and gave birth to a son who was to become a blasphemer of the Hashem, a blasphemer. So here, Dibri's daughter, Shalomi, married to an Israelite, committed adultery with a Mitzri, with an Egyptian, and gave birth to a son who was to become a blasphemer. The virtue of Israel, of Yisrael, is clearly asserted in later revelation, even in Shir HaShirim and Song of Songs of Shlomo, Song of Songs of Solomon 4 and 12, where it reads, a garden bard is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Gana na'ula echoti akala gan na'ula ma'yana chatum, a garden shut up is my sister. Gana na'ula echoti, my bride. Kala gan ma'yan chatum, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. A garden bard is my sister, my spouse. My spouse, Kala. Here, taken to mean Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel. Gan na ole hoti akala gan na ola ma'yana chatum. By a garden bard, gan na'ul, It is meant that there was no pederasty. No pederasty. Pederasty is defined as sexual activity involving a man and a boy. By a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Kala na ula ma iyana khatun. Kana na ula khotia kala gala na ula ma iyana khatun. By a spring shut up, a fountain seal. Gal na'ul ma'iyana khatum. This is meant that there was no fornication, no pornication. According to Rav Natan, the garden bard, the gana na'ul, stands for the married woman of Israel, the married woman of Israel, and a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Gal na'ul ma'iyana khatum. This stands for the betrothed woman of Israel, of Israel. Midrash notes, they had no sexual relations until they were married, that is to say. Another comment, a garden bard is my spouse. A garden bard. Gan na'ul kala, my bride, bride. A garden bard is my spouse. Gana na'ul kala. And a spring shut up. Gal na'ul. Gal na'ul. This refers to two modes of cohabitation. One natural and the other unnatural. And the Midrash note, one natural and the other unnatural. See Leviticus Rabbah 32 and 5. Rav Acha taught, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem will be rebuilt for the sake of the tribes of Israel, for the sake of the tribes of Israel. Here a reference to the Pesikta Rabati 4 and 1. For directly after it is said, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, that are builded. Yerushalayim, Habanuya, Habanuya, Jerusalem, that are builded. There follows the word, whither, where, the tribes go up. Shesham alu shibati. Shesham alu shibati. Shibati. Whither, where, shesham alu, they aliyah, they go up. Shibati. The tribes. There they will set thrones for judgment. There they will set thrones for judgment. Ki shama yashvu akisota le mishpat. Judgment of the goyei ha'aret. Judgment of the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earth, of the earthly plane. Judgment of the Goyei Ha'aret. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, where they that love thee may prosper. Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim. Yishalayu Ochevayik. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper that love thee, or pray for the peace of Yerushalayim, where they that love thee may prosper. Shalu, shalom, Yerushalayim. Yishalayu, ohevayik. In the Shemona Esrei, in the 18 benedictions, the Amidah, why is the prayer, and to Jerusalem, thy city, return in mercy, recited directly after HaTefillah, the prayer, towards the righteous, may thy tender mercies be stirred. Veli Yerushalayim erka b'rachemim tashuv, and to Yerushalayim, thy, the I city, return in mercy. Veli Yerushalayim erka b'rachemim tashuv. Why is this recited directly after the prayer toward the righteous, Al HaTzadikim, towards on the righteous, Al HaTzadikim, may thy tender mercies be stirred. Wealeinu Yehemu Arachemekai Yehovah Eloheinu, because scripture says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, where they that love thee may prosper. Shailu Shalom Yerushalayim, Yishalayu Ohe Bayik. In what other place can the horns of the righteous Tzadikim be exalted, that is to say, prosper in a manner of speaking, except in Yerushalayim? The disciples of the wise, the Talmudim of HaHakam, Hakamim, they make peace. They make peace, shalom, abound in the world. For it is said, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and abundant shall be the peace of thy children. In Yishaiyahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 54:13. V'kola banayikha limudei Yahuwah v'rav shalom banayik, and all thy children, speaking to she, v'kola banayik, shall be taught of Jehovah, limudei Yahuwah, and great with Rav Shalom, and great shall be the Shalom with Rav Shalom Banayik, and great shall be the peace, the Shalom of thy children. So to the Mizmor, the song, even today's daily song, Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit, says, for my brethren and companion's sake, I will now say, peace be within thee, peace be within thee, I. Lit ma'an achaya zirei, for my brethren and companion's sake. Lit ma'an achaya wirei. Edaberana shalom back, I will now say, Edaberana, peace be within thee, I, shalom back. Lim'ana beit Yahuwah Eloheinu evakashat ovla, for the sake of the house of Jehovah, Ayin Ayin Elohim, Vakashat Ov Lach, I will seek thy good.
Now I and I must find a way, I'm not
Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good.
Then all the righteous will be free. Oh, we will chant our victory.
I believe in the wind, the rain.